History of the UFC and is the UFC history over a conspiracy to false imprisonment for life in maximum security prisons due to demographics for gay and LGBTQ viewers? Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not saying it's the truth. I don't know. I've got my suspicions. I know these fanboys love to like back their favorite fighter and cheer for him and pay lots of money. Where was I going with this? And I know that some people feel threatened by nicknames. Like maybe someone didn't like the name War Machine. You know, he had like some issue with Bellator or something like over his name. You know, Funky's a palatable name, but like War Machine, you know, that sounds a little more like a tank or, like, you know, like with like missiles on it. But anyway, history of the UFC, the process to make it legal. I'm well aware of that whole thing. You know, they started out on the East Coast and like Alabama, you know, they had to cancel it in New York at the last second and like fly down to Alabama and set up the octagon. And I watched the first UFC. I bought it. You better believe I was into the UFC. The first one in high school, we went to my friend James's house in Orinda and we got beers and we were like, damn, I'll pay $25 for this thing. And it was like all new stuff, like Shamrock, both the Shamrock guys, like with those massive biceps and his viewpoint, like Shamrock would do like pretty hard edge, like podcast. Like I kind of like Shamrock. You know, I'm not like a huge Shamrock fan, but like I liked some of his like video podcast, like The Most Dangerous Man with his like hair slicked back and like his like FU to the world and like his grappling stuff, like the Lion's Den up there, like, if I knew about it back then, and if I knew then what I knew now, I don't know, but, you know, there's definitely a place for that sort of thing on the market that wasn't available back then. The only thing I did in high school is like boxing, you know, and you're shark food if a grappler gets you on the ground. Or if someone like Kevin Randleman, like, you know, picks you up and like suplexes you on your neck, you know. Like I saw that fight with Emelianenko where Kevin Randleman like got him in like the rear thing and just like, man, Kevin Randleman was he even that huge? I don't know how much he weighed, but even a guy that looks like that, like lifting someone up and just going for it, like as hard as he can, like a backwards, like neck snap, like on the mat, and then Emelianenko just like shrugging it off and rolling out and getting him in the armbar. And Emelianenko said like, oh, we train for that. It's no big deal, right? Maybe for him. for other people, I don't know. You know, like getting slammed like that, it probably won't break your neck if you know how to handle it. Like I've had people try to slam me, and if you like tuck and like curl your head in, it's not going to break your neck. But hit it at the wrong angle and it's like game over. Yeah, by the way, speaking of that Kevin Randleman slam. So there's like a jiu-jitsu move to like break a bear hug where you like jump up in the air that my coach taught me. Really? When somebody's bear hugging you from like behind, you want to like jump up in the air and like pat the ground and like break out. If you jump up in the air when somebody's like grappling you from behind and they know what to do, you're just like becoming a, like, you just made it 100 times easier for them to like arch backwards and like go for it, you know? So I'm not into the jiu-jitsu dogma. The future of UFC is LMC. Exclamation point, question mark, legalized mutual combat. I'm all for it. I've got a Musashi syndrome and a Napoleon syndrome. I'm not sure I want to do it, but I showed up for a mutual combat challenge. I put a training ad out on Craigslist, and some guy from somewhere was like, yeah, let's meet up and fight. Like, I don't want to deal with like these things. And we had to like meet somewhere, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to show up for the confrontation and see what it's about. Cause like the stories of Musashi really do it for me. Like a no nonsense dude who like, you know, I love Musashi. His quotes are so deep compared to like everything out there. And you better believe I've read that book in more than one translation. Tried like 15, not 15. I don't want to exaggerate, but you know, like things like that and stuff that serious is like so many different people have like looked at that story and like tried to translate to like what it really says. I'll put some of his quotes on my site because they're so serious. like whatever. You'll have to read it for yourself. I'm not giving away free information. This is a business. This is not philanthropic. Let me see here. And neither is the UFC by any stretch of the imagination. Legalized mutual combat. I was in Berkeley and I put an ad on Craigslist and some guy was like, yeah. And he asked me to send him a picture and I sent him a picture. It was just me with my cap turned backwards, throwing a peace sign. And, I don't remember if he sent me a picture or not, but he set the place, and I actually took a bus out there. I didn't even have a car, but I was like, fuck it. And so I went out there, and it was like outside of like some like place at night. I don't even remember the town it was, but he was a no-show. Another experience in Berkeley with UFC fight politics. I met a lawyer. He told me he was an antitrust lawyer angling in against the UFC. He gave me his business card. And you better believe I wanted to talk to him. I want a piece of this market. I want to help people in this market with my knowledge of intellectual property law and marketing. And but he walked the fuck up. Like, the stakes in this sort of thing, I don't blame. I hated him at the time. I thought he was like a total fake and a phony. For like not like giving me like the attention span that my skills deserve, but who knows his motivation? Maybe he knows that it's like as serious as like prisons and stuff, and he just couldn't risk like communicating with me. I don't remember his name, but you better believe I met a guy in Berkeley. It was down on like 4th Street. I think it was around there. And or no, maybe it was like in Emeryville. I can't remember. Emeryville. Let me see here. So, and this was years ago. This was like, I don't know if I'd already been in jail. So fast forward years later, I'm still trying to stay in this mix and do some. So legalized mutual combat, you know, you could do this stuff over mobile phones, like have profiles and like have your, like, you know, your statistics, like what you've studied and like try to keep it on. Whatever, anything goes, I don't know. Fights to the death, sure. Whatever you agree upon. Fuck these guys in the robes trying to like regulate everything and rob you, right? for trying not to be like a pussy whipped feminist American fighter, right? Sorry, not feminist, but constrained, unduly constrained by demographics. Let me see here. Where do I want to go? Yeah, so like legalized mutual combat, it doesn't have to be a fight to the death. Not at all. Not at all. You can set like legal terms and you can have your seconds or thirds or maybe even 60s with like cameras and phones, and you can have it agreed upon, and you can make your own legal contracts without the Bar Association, those frauds trying to murder their clients and steal their assets. I have Supreme Court cases. It's not easy to like, you know, sort this stuff out, but like, You know, there's so many Supreme Court cases and precedents that you don't need a license to practice. The Bar Association only came into existence, I don't remember exactly when it was, if it was like 1877 or like 1930, whenever it was, like that whole idea of like, you have to, because there's another one called the National Lawyers Guild, right? And they're allowed to practice law. How does that work? You can be a National Lawyers Guild member and practice law without a quote-unquote bar certification, but you have to have a bar certification. How does that work? Somebody explain it to me. I'm confused here. Let me see here. John McCain and his fight with the UFC. John McCain was like a freaking POW. What was it? Was it like in Vietnam or Hanoi? They had him in the Hanoi Hotel and were like pulling out his toenails after he crashed his jet in that glory. I don't know if it was glorious or not. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I sure as hell wouldn't want to be there. Hats off, guys. Hats off, veterans. I don't know. I honestly don't know what it was over. Probably over money and other things. But let's see here. And you better believe like propaganda strategies were like serious business in those times. Like guys going to like McNamara's desk, right? And like dumping the punji spikes on the table. And like, our soldiers are getting killed with these. And him going like, no, you don't get it. We need more guns. Meathead economics, whatever. Anyways, does the UFC have a future? Did they set up War Machine? I honestly don't know. I'm not sure. I have my suspicions. Regardless, LMC, legalized mutual combat, antitrust. Let's get some free market competition, right? I don't want to watch like manufactured fighters with their like 4 seconds of fame for $5, like bust each other up. You know, let's get a little reality and a little like better market competition. You know, in the future, fighters are going to have to be like combination, like cyber warriors and martial arts combatants, you know? Because this stuff like cyber war strategy is like in marketing and like, you know, creating your own star. It's as difficult as fighting, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You know, your guts will roast at that computer screen before you figure out like the best ways to do this stuff. These fighters need like sponsors. You know, like they have to train for like years and years and years and years and years, and then you know maybe get a sponsorship deal. And they don't even let you wear your sponsor into the ring now. It's got to be like Nike only. Fuck you. Pick your own sponsor in the LMC circuit. That's my viewpoint. I'm sticking to it. Wear your own brand if you can. If you got your own brand, fine. If somebody's backing you, better. Maybe not better. Anything goes. Val Tudo. That's America. Anything goes. It's a cold country. It's a canine America with a K. Legalized mutual combat. Yes. Police and judges deciding all of your disputes. No. Train. You got an issue and you want to fight and you want to like do something? Great. I'm not against fighting. I'm neutral. Actually, I don't know if I'm neutral. I don't know where I stand on it. It's like, whatever. It's a commodity. Fights are a commodity. People like watching fights. I've been watching them since I was like 5, starting with cartoons. Who's my favorite boxer? Chris Bird, rapid fire. Well, I don't know if he was my favorite, but I liked Chris Bird. By the way, he got into cannabis after he retired. We used to watch Chris Bird in college, and I was like, damn, I like his rapid-fire punching and his, like, bob and weave movement. Like, he had the best, like, slip-in jab, like, rapid-fire, like, blah, 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 like, you know, 10 hits going up against those dudes. And the other guys that were watching, they're like, I don't like him. That shit's weak. Like, I want, like, the heavy KO power, like, that little tippy-tap, like, you know, What do they call it? I don't like to say the word cotton gloves, but whatever type of style it was, where you touch them up and go for like the style and then deliver the KO. Like, I liked Chris Bird. Was he my favorite fighter? Definitely one of my favorites. Definitely one of my top five. Guys like, what's his name? The Golden Boy. He's running his own fight promotion now. I know he and Dana White had like a big beef, and Dana was like, "You crazy junkie." You know, I know Nick Diaz wanted to start his own fight promotion. Or well, did Nick start his own fight promotion? And was he like smoking bong rips and like Nick Diaz, he sounds kind of cool. I would kick it with Nick and smoke some weed. Hell yeah, Nick. Call me. If you want. If you don't, I don't care. But yeah, like a pro cannabis fight brand. I think cannabis goes great with fighting. And I think anyone who says different is disingenuous. I know John Jones liked to smoke weed. He would probably prefer doing that than drinking and driving out at the club and getting hauled in and dealing with all the people like slandering him is like way out of control. Is he redeemable? He got 2 DUIs. He's a sex symbol. Women are all over him. And he wants to go out to a bar. But he gets a drunk driving thing. Is John Jones redeemable? He got yet another DUI. I don't know. Let's talk this over, Jim. John Jones, I don't think he has a future after that DUI. He's not a good role model. I'm probably the only guy that like hates these clowns. These like media kangaroo fight commentator armchair geeks. maybe AI can downsize them too. Or like talk-in commentary, you know? Let's get some like group source commentary. I'm sick of these guys. Even Ariel Helwani, I don't like him. I don't like Helwani, Shnazwani. Hold on 1 second. Jock sniffing Shnazwani. Dude, that guy's got a big old nose. I bet he's got like a massive schlong. I don't know. Sorry, this is disgusting. I don't want to speculate on these things. I'm sorry. I might have to edit that one out. But Fight World commentary? Let me think here. Yeah, Ariel Helwani, he even went to like Japan and followed what's his name around? Rampage. Right? Like this is serious stuff. People want like inside views into the lives of fighters. You know, like going to Japan and like walking around those things and like getting stories like the ragtag beat 'em up life of like professional fighters and the ups and downs and like yeah, like Chael Sonnen. What do I think of Chael Sonnen? Chael Sonnen. I think he eats fucking kale. I'm just kidding. Chael's kind of cool. I like Chael Sonnen, actually. I like his like politically incorrect podcast. Like he wants to do it. He wants to say what he really feels, and he's working on it. And I listen to some of his stuff. Yeah, he got when he retired, he had to do his own radio show, and Ariel had to be very sensitive of him, like with his story about like his dad on the hospital bed, like, you know, win the championship for me, you know. So this type of stuff, it's very sensitive, like fight commentaries, and feelings get hurt, you know, like when you get your ass kicked and the world is like clowning on you, like you got to like fight your way back up somehow, you know. And but I think legalized mutual combat will be better, like. With like live commentary and like, you know, Colin, you can do your own podcast on it. You know, let's downsize Shnazwani. You know, I don't like him. I don't like any of those guys. John McCarty, I don't like John McCarty, at all. I like the black guy in dreads a little bit. I don't know his name. Bruce Buffer, sure, whatever. Vegas fight politics, alcohol versus cannabis, and that's that. Vegas, fuck Vegas. No, Vegas, I've been there once or twice. It's not for me. My grandma lived there. I went to visit her. I only had to go to like those casinos like twice, and I was like, already getting into trouble, like going to be arrested, you know, the free drinks and then lose your ass at the table. Go ahead, gamble if you want. Go ahead and gamble. You're going to win big, buddy. Trust me. I got to wrap this up. Stay tuned.